Politics is the first lens, and religion is downstream of politics.
From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief Radio. I'm Interfaith Alliance President, Reverend Paul Brandeis Rauschenbusch, broadcasting this week from New York City.
So now what we're seeing more and more in the data is that people are picking their churches based on their political partisanship.
60 Minutes has hailed Ryan Burge as one of the leading data analysts on religion and politics at a time when data is plentiful, but cogent analysis not so much. I'm really looking forward to getting his insights.
The idea that someday the other side is going to just wake up, that conservatives are somehow asleep or stupid or uninformed, that's both false and patronizing.
That's Rabbi Dr. Jay Michelson. Jay's great at cutting through complicated arguments to focus on what's most important and where progress is most possible. And he'll be with us to do just that in this week's show. You can hear State of Belief on the radio and listen on Apple Podcasts and all other podcast platforms. Every week, I am in conversation with the most fascinating and impactful civic and religious leaders across the nation. Please subscribe to it today. State of Belief Radio is made possible in great part by the generous support of our listeners. If you've made a donation, thank you for helping get these conversations heard by more people who need them. If you haven't pitched in yet, information on how you can help keep this show on the air is available at stateofbelief.com. And you can find out more about the work of Interfaith Alliance and join us at interfaithalliance.org. And now to my first guest. Dr. Ryan Burge is Assistant Professor of Political Science, as well as Graduate Coordinator at Eastern Illinois University. He is an expert on statistical analysis at the intersection of religion and politics. His books include 20 Myths About Religion and Politics in America and The Nuns, Where They Came From, Who They Are, and Where They Are Going, which has just been released in an updated, expanded second edition last month. Ryan, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Paul. Appreciate being here.
Something just came out. The religion census just came out. This is one every 10 years. It just came out. It's a snapshot. In 2020, they've been compiling the data. We have actually the snapshot of religion in America. This is major. And so you've been putting it up on social media, but where can people find this if they want to go look at it themselves?
So there's a great resource called ARDA, the ARDA, the Association of Religion Data Archives, which is basically this big repository where all this religion data lives. And the religion census is posted there every 10 years where you can go and download that data for free. But they also have other religion data there you can grab. It's funded by Lilly. So, I mean, it's a perpetual thing. I have lots of friends that work for them. If you are interested at all in religion and data, it is a great, you literally go there probably three or four times a week just to look for different, like there's something going on like on Twitter, right? People are talking about purgatory. Is there any question about purgatory I can find? Well, I would go to ARDA and I would look. The ARDA, T-H-E-A-R-D-A.
That's really important to know so that people feel like empowered to look at statistics themselves. Investigate religion yourself. This is not something that you have to wait for, you know, brilliant people like Ryan to help discern it for you. You can do it. What strikes you, not necessarily politically, but what strikes you in general about this census data that we have right now?
So the one thing that I think is really important is when you compare 2020 to 2010, because you can compare county level, by the way. Here's what makes the religion census really good. It's county level data. It's almost impossible to get county level data on religion because you can't do that through a survey. You need to survey, you know, 10 million people to do that. So to get county level, what they do is they go to every denomination in America and ask to see their membership numbers for every church in every county in the United States. So it takes 2 years for them to compile all this data and analyze it and provide it to us. If you compare 2010 to 2020, the biggest shift I see is the decline in religion is probably not where you think it is. It is not in the coasts, right? People think obviously the Pacific Northwest or maybe even New England. The biggest drop in religion in America is happening like through the central plains and the upper Midwest. So places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, the Dakotas. We're seeing in some counties, like in northern Iowa, the share of people who are attached to a religious congregation dropped by 12 or 15% just between 2010 and 2020 in Iowa. And there's many counties like that in Minnesota. So it's not where you think religion's declining is declining. It's declining in probably flyover country, rural Midwestern places where people think that religion is still a very important part. It's losing its hold every single day, it seems like.
Mm. So where are they going? Are they part of the nuns? Are they becoming committed atheists? Do we have any information? I mean, maybe that's not what that census does, but you've done other research where you're investigating, like, when you leave an organized religion, when you leave, like, a denomination or something like that, where do you go?
Typically nowhere. I mean, that's the answer is a lot. But I'll put my social science hat on for a second and I kind of talk this through how I think about it. So when we see religion decline, it can only be really two things. One is people leaving religion, which is the one that I think that, like, the average person, when they hear these numbers, thinks, well, that's people who used to go and now don't go. That's part of it. But I think what another part of it is that most people don't realize is what I call generational replacement, which is just the idea that every day in America, old folks die, and every day in America, young people turn 18. So every day in America, we're seeing the older generation that's much more religious. 71% of the greatest generation identifies as Protestant or Catholic. They're being replaced every day in America by Generation Z coming of age, becoming 18 years old. And only 37% of Generation Z identifies as Protestant or Catholic. So in a lot of these places, what you're seeing is old religious people dying and not being replaced by anyone because the younger generation is not coming into adulthood as part of a religious tradition. So that's a big aspect of how religion changes in America. People think it's like people leaving the pews. No, it's people dying and no one replacing them. Now, some people do leave religion. That's a fact. But when most people leave religion, it happens when they're younger. Most people, if they're going to leave religion, they've done it by their 25th birthday. Very few people leave religion in their 50s, 60s, 70s. And when they leave, by the way, it's almost always a gradual process. It's not like where you don't see a whole lot of people who are weekly attenders for 30 years and then become never attenders on one day and never go back. You know, it's the monthly people, you know, like the 12 times a year, people become 8 times a year. And then next year they're 4 times a year. And then next year they're once. And then the next year they're none. That's how people typically leave religion. It's not, we like to think it's like this high-minded thing where people leave religion over like theology or politics or LGBT or whatever it is. Most people just stop attending because it just doesn't work for them. They're too tired. They can't work it in their schedule and they don't feel like it provides them a net benefit. So they just stop going.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a reality. However, you also wrote in a very interesting article, I know you don't choose headlines, so it probably wasn't the headline you would have chose, but did Trump accelerate the decline of religious attention? And that, I think, was like Trump was almost a stand-in for politics. Mm-hmm. But that can have an effect on how people decide whether or not to show up on a Sunday morning or, you know, affiliate themselves with a congregation.
So there's this really interesting thing that's going on in political science over the last about 10 years or so. We used to always assume in this field, religion and politics, that religion was the first lens and politics is downstream of that. So like you figure out who you're going to vote for by reading the Bible or the Quran, by talking to your pastor, by, you know, praying about it, those kind of things. In the last 10 years, we kind of realized that that's not how people make decisions. Politics is the first lens and religion is downstream of politics. So now what we're seeing more and more in the data is that people are picking their churches based on their political partisanship. So if I'm a Republican, I'm not going to go to the local Episcopal church because they're going to talk about things I don't like. Or the converse of that is I'm a Democrat or even center left. I'm not going to go to the Pentecostal evangelical church in town because they're going to talk about gay people in a way I don't like. So people are picking they're sorting themselves out. And partisanship is the master identity. And everything is sort of like enslaved to that identity. And if you look at the data, the share of Americans who are liberal, who are non-religious, is about 50% now. Amongst conservatives is about 15%. So, I mean, it's clear in the data that people are leaving church at some level, at some point. Politics is one of the factors that is pushing them out.
We need to take a quick break, but I'll talk more with Ryan Burge in just a couple of minutes. And later, author and attorney Jay Michelson. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, brought to you by Interfaith Alliance.